ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 2 சந்தியாதிகரணம். சந்தியே சிருஷ்டிஹி ஆஹஹீம் நிர்மாதாரம் ச ஏகே புத்ராதயஸ்ச மாயா மாத்ரம் தோ காத்ஸ்னியேன அனபிஷ்வ்யக்த ஸ்வரூபத்வாத் சூச்சகஸ்ச ஹி ஸ்ருதேஹே ஆசக்ஷதே ச தத்விதஹ பராபித்யானாதோ திரோஹிதம் ததோ ஹ்யஸ்ய பந்தவிபர்யயௌ தேஹ யோகாத்வா ஸஹ அபி ததபாவாதிகரணம். ததபாவோ நாடீஷு தஸ்ருதேஹ ஆத்மனிச அத பிரபோத அஸ்மாத் கர்மானுஸ்மிருதி ஶப்த வித்யாதிகரணம். ச ஏவ தோ கர்மானுஸ்மிருதி ஶப்த விதிப்யஹ முக்தே அர்த்தசம்பத்யதிகரணம். முக்தே அர்த்தசம்பத்திஹி பரிசேஷாத் உபயலிங்காதிகரணம். ந ஸ்தானதோபி பரஸ்ய உபயலிங்கம் ஸர்வத்ர ஹி. This is the 11th Sutra in the second Pada, third chapter, 329th running Brahma Sutra. So we saw the general introduction to this Adhikaranam in the last class, Ubhaya Linga Adhikaranam, and the general analysis of the first Sutra also in the last class. Now let us do the word analysis. First let us do the running meaning. The Sutra is ந ஸ்தானதோபி பரஸ்ய உபயலிங்கம் சர்வத்ர ஹி. ந ஸ்தானதோபி பரஸ்ய உபயலிங்கம் சர்வத்ர ஹி. பரஸ்ய ந பிரம்மன் டசின் பொசஸ் உபயலிங்கம் டூ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் பை இட் செல்ஃப் வி ஹவ் டு சப்ளை அபி ஸ்தானதா ஈவன் டியூ டு இட்ஸ் லொகேஷன் சர்வத்ர ஹி. It is revealed uniformly everywhere. It is revealed uniformly, we have to supply. Everywhere as Nirgunam Brahman, that also we have to supply. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Na sthanataha api. Sthanam, sthanam means a particular location. And even because of particular location, Brahman does not get the attributes of the locations. And Vyasacharya has in mind a particular portion in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And Shankaracharya also points it out. This is based on a Brahmanam called Madhu Brahmanam. It's one of the very popular Brahmanams in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad called Madhu Brahmanam. And in this Brahmanam, the Upanishad says, Brahman is located in every object, in prithivi, in vayu, in jalam, and not only in the macro objects, but even in the micro objects, Brahman is located. That is what this particular Brahmanam says. And the sutra, this mantra is, Iyam prithivi sarvesham bhutana madhu, asyai prithivyai sarvani bhutani madhu, யச்சாயம் அஸ்யாம் பிருத்திவ்யாம் தேஜோமயா அமிர்தமயா புருஷா யச்சாயம் அத்யாத்மம் ஷாரீரா தேஜோமயா அமிர்தஸ்ய புருஷா அயமாத்மா அயமேவசா அமிர்தமிதம் பிரம்மோதகம் சர்வம் பிரம்மேதகம் சர்வம் பிரம்மேதகம் சர்வம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் தி செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஃபிஃப்த் செக்ஷன். திஸ் இஸ் மது பிராமணம். And there Shankaracharya points out, Brahman is in Prithivi, in Earth, and is described as Tejomayam Amrdamaya Purushaha. Tejomayaha Amrdamayaha Purushaha. That means what? It is still pure Chaitanya Swarupam only, not associated with the gunas of the Prithivi. Therefore, the description is uniform, whether it is located in Prithivi or Jalam or doesn't matter. If Brahman is borrowing the attributes, description should have changed. But the description is what? Tejomayaha, Amrtamayaha, Purushaha. It means it is not tainted by the attributes of the location. It is always nirguna. Similarly, even if Brahman is located in the Punya Papa Yukta Antakarana, the mind endowed with all the Punya Papas and Vasanas, that is the Antakaranam, the mind endowed with all these, Brahman won't have Punyam or Papam because of association with the mind. So location does not influence the Nirguna Swarupam of Brahman. Therefore, Nasthanataha Api, neither originally attributed nor attributed by contact, Parasya, Parasya means Parambrahmanaha, for the Paramatma or Parambrahma, Ubhaya Lingam, Lingam here means the Swarupam, the nature, the combination of both the nature, Saguna nature and Nirguna nature, Nirguna, so Saguna, Nirguna, Ubhaya Swarupam, and connected with Na, it is not there. And then we have to supply, therefore it cannot have only, it can be only one Swarupam, Nirguna Swarupam. That's what we have to supply. And naturally the question will be, if you say only one, why do you use Nirguna? It could have been Sagunam also. Like Visishtadvaitins, they say, why can't you dislodge Nirgunam and go for Sagunam? It is not possible because in all the Upanishads, Sarvatra, uniformly, consistently, at the time of culmination, Nirguna only is talked about everywhere. Why? Sarvatrahi Nirgunam Brahmaiva Pratipadyate. Sarvatra Sarvasu Upanishatsu. In all the Upanishads, he means is for Pramana. Emphasis. So everywhere Nirgunam is talked about in Shruti, in the Vedas. Now let us go to the next sutra. Na Vedatiti Chet Na Pratyeka Adhatvachanat. Na Vedatiti Chet Na Pratyekam Atatvachanat. This is the 12th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd chapter. Let us do the general analysis first. And the Sutra has two parts. One is the Purvapaksha part, and the other is the Siddhanta part. And up to Na Bedat, in this Sutra, Na Bedat Idi Chet, up to this is Purvapaksha. That is, if a Purvapakshi argues in this manner, Na, it is not correct. So what is the Purvapakshi's argument? Bedhat. Bedhat. Here refers to Bedaha. Here means attributes. Bedaha here means attributes. And the Purvapakshi claims that the Upanishads talk about attributes also. And how dare you say Upanishads talks about Nirgunam Brahman only? That is his question. Upanishads talks about attributes for Brahman everywhere. How dare you talk about Nirgunam Brahman? You quote only the convenient portions for your benefit. So we do have the Upanishad statements like Chandogya Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 14th section, 2nd mantra. They are all, these are all given by Purvapakshi. Manomayaha pranaham, shariro bharupaham, satya sankalpaham, akashatmam, sarvakama, sarvakarma, sarvakamaha, sarvagandaha, sarvarasaha, sarvamidagum, abhyatto vakyanadaraha. So this is the quotation from the 3rd chapter of Chandogya. Attributes are all mentioned, sarva karma, sarva kama, sarva ganda, sarva rasa, all those things. So they talk about ganda, rasa, karma, kama, all that. Therefore, Purvapakshi says, the attributes are mentioned in the Upanishad and therefore your conclusions are not correct. And the question is, how does Brahman get all the rasa, ganda and all these gunas? And according to Purvapakshi, when Brahman is associated with Bhumi, the earth, it will have Gandha, the smell. Associated with Agni, it will have Rupam, the form. Associated with Jalam, it will have Rasa, the taste. And this is how Brahman is Sagunam. That is his argument. Purvapakshi's argument is this. Brahman is Sagunam. Then Vyasacharya says, no. The Upanishad never accepts that nature because in Madhubrahmanam, it has been very clearly said, Tejomayaha Amritamayaha Purushaha. That is, Brahman does not take any attributes of anything, so it is uniformly Tejomayaha. Chaitanya Swarupam only. Tejomaya refers to Chaitanya Swarupam. Other than Chaitanyam, it does not have any attributes at all. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us see the word meaning. Bedat. Bedat means, this is Purvapakshi's argument, since attributes are also mentioned, Bedaha, now your conclusion is incorrect or wrong. That is calling Brahman as Nirgunam is wrong. Up to this is the Purvapaksha portion. Iti Chet. If this is your contention, now it is not so. So now Siddhanta, now he says, Atat Vachanat, because the attributeless Brahman is revealed, Pratyekam, in each location, this is the meaning of the sutra. Now let us see the significance of the words. Bedaha refers to attributes, as I told. And Bedhat, because attributes are also mentioned in the Shruti Varkyam. Who says? Purupakshi says. He quotes the third chapter of Chandogya, as I just read that mantra earlier. And there it is said, Sarva Gandaha, Sarva Rasaha, Sarva Kama, Sarva Karma, all that thing is said. And Brahman has got smell, taste, karma, kama, all that. So Vedat. So Saguna Brahma Kathanat. Now, the Advaitin's position is wrong. This is the contention of Purupakshi. Now the Advaitin say, Iti Chet. If you say so, if this is your argument, nah, you are wrong. Why? Because Atat Vachanat. Tad Atat. Atat Vachanat. You go to Madhu Brahmanam, that is Chandogya Upanishad, second chapter, fifth section, where it clearly says, even though Brahman is located in Prithivi, he does not have attributes of Prithivi. Because Tejo Mayaha, Amrita Mayaha, Purushaha. Tat means attribute, and Atat means attributeless. Tat refers to attribute, and Atat Vachanat, that Atat means attributeless. It is non-that. Atat is that. That is that. That attribute refers to attribute. Atat means non-that. It's a compound of the pronoun. It's interesting. Anyway, that refers to attributes. What attributes? Sarvagandaha, sarvarasaha, all that. So Atat means that refers to Nirgunam Brahman only. Vachanat, mentioned or revealed in the Upanishad. And Nirgunam Brahman alone is revealed. Even when Brahman is located in the Prithivi or Jalam or Agni, and because of contact, it won't become saguna. Association doesn't make it saguna. Pratyekam, in each location. Because in Madhu Brahmanam, several locations are enumerated. 13 or 14 locations are enumerated, such as Aditya, lightning, thunder, space, water, dharma, satyam, all those things. Okay. So in all these locations also, everywhere it is said, it is not attainted with any of the attributes. It is Nirgunam only. That is what is said everywhere. Now let us go to the next sutra. Apicha eva meke. Apicha eva meke. 13th sutra, second section, second pada, third chapter, 331st running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Now, actually, Siddhantin is in some trouble. What is that? The Purvapakshi has quoted an Upanishad that says Brahman has got all the taste, smell, rasa, and all that thing. And we have quoted the Madhu Brahmanam, especially 1 to 14. 14 times Tejo Mayaha, Amrita Mayaha, Purushaha is repeated. In all these mantras, it is repeated. And say Brahman is attributeless. And Purvapakshi holds on to his Chandogya Upanishad quotation from third chapter and says Brahman is Saguna. So both have got Shruti support. Siddhantin also has got Shruti support and also Purvapakshi. Now the question is, which one we should hold on to? If one is Shruti and another is Smriti, then we can say Smriti is weaker because Smriti is derivative. But here, both are Upanishad mantras only. So which one I should hold on to? And Advaitin say, Nirguna alone should be held on to. All these, you have to keep in mind the higher level of teaching. In keeping with the adhikari, the eligible student is not an ordinary student, is an adhikari. That person understands the higher level and lower levels of reality and all that thing. That person understands. So such a person we are telling. So Nirgunam alone should be retained. Saguna should be knocked off. Why? For that Vyasacharya says, Upanishad itself negates Saguna. And what are those places it does? There are several mantras, and Shankaracharya quotes a mantra from Kathopanishad, second chapter, first section, 11th mantra. Manosai vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinchana mrityoho sa mrityum gacchati ya iha naneva pashyati. Manasai vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinchana మృత్యో సమృత్యుం గచ్చతి యైహనానేవ పశ్యతి. దర్ ఇస్ నో ప్లూరాలిటీ అట్ ఆల్ అండ్ దర్ ఆర్ నో డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆల్సో అండ్ దాట్ టు దిస్ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ టెన్స్ యూజ్ హియర్ ఈవెన్ నౌ దర్ ఆర్ నో డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ టేకన్ అ సగుణ డిఫరెన్సెస్ విల్ బి దేర్ బికాస్ వేర్ ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆర్ దేర్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ విల్ బి ప్రామినెంట్ వై బ్రహ్మన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ ది కళ్యాణ గుణాస్ అండ్ జీవా విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ అకల్యాణ గుణాస్ అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ దెర్ విల్ బి డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ విల్ బి దేర్ అండ్ విదిన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇట్స్ దెర్ విల్ బి డిఫరెన్సెస్ సర్వకామ సర్వగంధ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆల్ దే విల్ ఆల్ బి దేర్ దర్ ఆర్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఓన్లీ సజాతీయ భేద విజాతీయ భేద స్వగత భేద ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్ వి ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్ దర్ఫోర్ వేర్ ఆల్ దీస్ భేదాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ నానా విల్ బి దేర్ సో నేహ నానాస్తి మీన్స్ ఇన్ నిర్గుణ మలోన్ నానాత్వం క్యాన్ బి నెగేటెడ్ అదర్వైజ్ సగుణం నానా విల్ బి దేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ వేరియస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ అదర్ ప్లేసెస్ ఆల్సో ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ద భూమా విద్య ఇన్ చాందోగ్య అగైన్ ఎత్ర నాణ్యత్ పశ్యతి నాణ్య శృణోతి నాణ్యత్ విజానాతి స భూమా ఆల్ దీస్ క్యాన్ బి టేకన్ అండ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఈవెన్ థ్రెటన్స్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ లిసన్ అండ్ కంటిన్యూ టు సీ ద డిఫరెన్సెస్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు యూ మృత్యోహ మృత్యుం ఆప్నోతి య ఇహ నానేవ పశ్యతి just as the mother frightens the baby that some poochandi will come you know the child if it's not taking food or child is crying she will say some poochandi or some guy in tamil we call it poochandi I don't know what is it in other languages the upanishad also says yamaraja will come to swallow you therefore upanishad dissolves the contradiction for us and says that nirgunam brahman alone persists of course as we said earlier this is in keeping in mind the higher level of the student Later, Vyasacharya will come down. If one is not ready for that, he will bring the Saguna temporarily. We are going to see that also. That we will see later. But here, it is establishment of Nirguna for the Uttama Adhikari. Now, let us see the word analysis. First, we will see the running meaning. Apicha eva meke. Apicha eva meke. Apicha. Apicha means moreover. Eke. Eke here refers to some Upanishads. Directly they teach, we have to supply. Some Upanishads directly teach. Evam. Evam means in this manner. What is in this manner? Directly teach Nirgunam Brahman in this manner by negating the attributes. That's what we should supply in this manner. So this is the word meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Apicha, moreover, even though Upanishad seemingly contradicts by talking about both Sagunam and Nirgunam, Upanishad itself resolves our problem by negating Saguna and retaining Nirguna. And according to us, this negation of Saguna is proving that it is Mithya. Sagunam is Mithya. Whatever is negated is Mithya. And it is of lower order of reality. And Mithya cannot be taken into account and must be rejected ultimately. Then AK. AK refers to some Upanishads. In fact, most of the Upanishads negate Saguna. But in some Upanishads, the negation is not explicitly done, but done implicitly. Like Nehana Nasti Kinchana. Such strong words we don't find in every Upanishad. Evam, in this manner, Nirgunam alone is the teaching. So Nirgunam alone exists and there is no Saguna. The Upanishad reveals Saguna is to be negated. Then what is the Upanishad that is kept in mind? As we said, Kathopanishad, second chapter, first section, 11th mantra, and especially this statement, Neha Nanasti Kinchana, that we just read. And the same mantra occurs also in a different form in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the fourth chapter, fourth section, 19th mantra, Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Manasa, slight difference is that the words, Manasa Ivanu Drashtavyam, Neha Nanasti Kinchana, Mrityo Samrityum Apnoti, Yaihana Neva Pashyati. Up to this is almost identical mantra with the other Chandogya mantra, Kathopanishad mantra, that's right. So up to this is Nirguna alone that is retained. And Saguna is negated consistently everywhere. Then the Upanishad feels, in the case of the unprepared student who is not an Adhikari yet, negation of Saguna may prove to be dangerous for him. Because he may drop Saguna and he will not be ready for Nirguna also. Therefore, from the next sutra onwards, we will take up Sagunam as a stepping stone to Nirguna. and saguna is temporarily allowed for upasana and for karma. For the karma kanda and upasana kanda, sagunam is temporarily allowed. Then step over sagunam and reach nirguna. And then after reaching nirgunam, drop saguna. So saguna is nitya, nirgunam is satyam, saguna is sadhanam, and nirgunam is sadhyam. Now this is the development that is going to happen in the next few sutras. Now let us go to the next sutra. Arupavat evahi tat pradhanatvat. Arupavat evahi tat pradhanatvat. 14th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 332nd running Brahma Sutra. So a further argument is given in support of Sutra 11. And this is the reinforcement of the conclusion that has been arrived in the previous sutra. Here Vyasacharya says that Brahman has to be understood as colorless and attributeless. Colorless is only one attribute, but attributeless in general. This means Brahman is Nirgunam Brahman. And that is the central theme of the Upanishads. And the Upanishad does not teach Bedaha. And Upanishad teaches Abheda only. We have already established this fact in Samanya Adhikarana much before. So the most important argument given there was to teach a Saguna Vastu, Upanishads are not required. To teach a Saguna Vastu, Upanishads are not required. To teach divisions and attributes, Upanishads are not required. We see it every day, every moment. Saguna Brahman can be known through perception, being Paurushaya Vishaya. It is not Apaurushaya Vishaya. Also, we refer to all of our lectures in Mandukya Karika chapter 3, Advaita Prakaranam and all that, where it was elaborately discussed. Pradhanam is Tatparyavate. Therefore, Nirguna Brahman is the central teaching that should be accepted as true. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Arupavat evahi tat pradhanatvat. Arupavat evahi. Here we have to supply the word Brahman is indeed attributeless. Arupavat attributeless. Evahi is indeed only attributeless. Who is that? Brahman. Tat pradhanatvat, since it is the central theme, pradhana means central theme of the Upanishad. Rupam, rupam here refers to primarily the means, color, it means. And here it should be taken as any attribute in general. Rupavati endowed with attributes. Na rupavati means Brahman without attributes. Eva and he, they give emphasis without doubt. Tat pradhanatvat, the arupa Brahman, the nirgunam Brahman, is the Tatparyam of the Upanishad, the central theme of the Upanishad. And the bottom line of the Upanishad teaching. And this is the central teaching of the Upanishad. This is Pradhanam. And Tat Pradhanam actually is Bahubrihi. Tat Nirgunam Brahmam Pradhanam Yasya Shastrasya. Tat Pradhanam Shastram and all that. And Tat Pradhanatvat, because the Upanishad Shastram have that as the main message. And if you miss out the main message, you don't get any teaching. Because one has to be clear of the main teaching, the main message of the Upanishad. Tat pradhanatvat. Actually, again, panchami, hetvartya panchami. Therefore, Brahman is nirgunam only, and there is no sagunam Brahman at all. Let us see the next sutra. Prakashavacha avayathyam. Prakashavacha avayathyam. 15th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 333rd Running Brahma Sutra. So a further argument is given in support of Sutra 11. And in this Sutra, Vyasacharya concludes the first part of our discussion that Nirgunam Brahman alone is there by comparing Brahman to the light. So Chaitanya Tattvam is compared to Prakashaha. And we do not talk about the source of light here, but we use the word prakasha, which is formless and spreads over the object and reveals the object. Sunlight spreads all over the objects, but it does not take the attributes of any of the objects on which sunlight falls. When it spreads over dirty water, it does not become wet or dirty. Sunlight is asangaha, and it is not capable of taking attributes. It means Chaitanyam will be Nirguna. It was, it is, and it will ever will be Nirguna only. Since Chaitanyam is Brahman, Brahman was, Brahman is, and Brahman will be. Nirgunam only. So Nirguna Advaitam was, is, and will be forever. This is all the contention, summary of all these various discussions. So even if Brahman wants to be Saguna, that is interesting. Even if Brahman wants to be Sagunam, it cannot become Saguna. Even if Brahman wants to be Sagunam, it cannot become Sagunam. Up to this is the first part of the development. Then the question is, if you say Shruti consistently reveals Nirgunam Brahman, and if the central theme of teaching is Nirgunam, how can you reconcile Saguna Vakyams in the Upanishad? Because there are so many Saguna Vakyams in the Upanishads. How are you going to reconcile them? In Chandogya Upanishad Mantra, we pointed out that Brahman has got Gandha, Touch, Rasa, all that thing. First of all, we say there is no Sagunam Brahman. There is no change in our position. Sagunam Brahman is impossible. And it is only a misconception in the minds of the ignorant people. Strong assertion. This is point number one. And then comes the question, tell me whether Shruti is ignorant or wise. These are all questions Purupakshi asks. Tell me whether Shruti is ignorant or wise. We can appreciate ignorant people talking about Sagunam Brahman. Then why should Upanishad talk about Sagunam Brahman? Can we say Upanishad also is ignorant because he talks about Sagunam? Upanishad temporarily accepts the misconception of the ignorant people because the Upanishad feels that the misconception also has certain utility. Misconception also has certain utility. It is useful up to a particular level to become an adhikari. Misconception is useful up to a particular level to become an adhikari, eligible. It is needed to become wise. He has to go through karma, upasana, all those things, karma kanda, upasana kanda, he has to go all of them, deliberately accepting the human misconception. And the Upanishad says that everybody is not mentally prepared to take Nirgunam Brahman as it is being ignorant. They are to be prepared. Every mind is not yet prepared. Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampati is not with them. They are still ineligible only. And Shruti does not get angry with them when they talk of Sagunam Brahman. Shruti is compassionate to them actually. Shruti allows to go to Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda. And so from Karma Kanda, one goes to Upasana Kanda, where you replace the rituals with meditation. Then you are taught of the jnanam, that what you believed so far is of no value. And they are taught Nirguna Brahman concept to make them wise. So whatever they had gone through in the Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda, whatever they believed so far, that's of no value. They are taught there when they come to Jnana Kanda. They are taught Nirgunam Brahman, the concept, to make them wiser. And this realization leads to liberation. Nirgunam cannot be objectified. One cannot try to objectify Nirgunam Brahman. You are the very subject, Nirgunam Brahman. And it is a matter to be claimed, to be wound up, and not to be objectified and sought after. If the mind does not accept, allow the mind to continue to stick to Sagunam Brahman. Do rituals and wait for the mind to become mature to realize Nirgunam Brahman. Mind does not accept that easily. So let the mind continue to stick to Sagunam Brahman. All these worships, pujas, yajnas. Let all the rituals all be done. And wait for the mind to become mature, to become purer, and then to realize Nirgunam Brahman. Veda deliberately puts into us, into use the misconception of Ajnani. It puts into use the misconception of the Ajnanis. And therefore, Saguna Vakyas are called Anuvada Vakyas. All these terms we are familiar, earlier we have used. Saguna Vakyas are called Anuvada Vakyas, deliberately accepting misconception. Veda deliberately puts into use this misconception of Ajnani. So Nirguna Vakyams are said to be Pramana Vakyams and Saguna Vakyams are said to be Anuvada Vakyams. Start with Anuvada Saguna Vakyam and end with Nirguna Pramana Bhuta Vakyam. So start with Anuvada Saguna Vakyams and end with Nirguna pramana bhuta vakyas. This is the approach of the Vedas. And Brahman is Ubhayalingam, this Adhikarna. So Brahman is Ubhayalingam with both features of Sagunam Brahman and Nirgunam Brahman. One on the basis of Karmakanda, Sagunam Brahman. And the other on the basis of Vedanta, Nirgunam Brahman. And Shankaracharya says, we do not mind accepting both, but on one condition. What's the condition? We don't mind accepting both Sagunam and Nirgunam, but on one condition. What is that? Nirgunam Brahman alone is Satyam and Sagunam Brahman, they are all Mithya because it is accepted during Avidya Avastha. In fact, the Upanishad says, Yatra Dvaitamiva Bhavati Itara Itaram Pashyati. Wherever you see Dvaitam, all those things happen. Brahman is Satya Guna, Mithya Guna, Satya Nirguna Swarupam it is. You cannot say both are Mithya or both are Satyam. Both are Satya Mithya combination, Sagunam and Nirgunam. Now, let us see the word analysis of the sutra. Cha means moreover, and Prakashavate. Prakashavate is comparable to the light, Prakasham. And Avayathyat. Vayathyat, Avayathyat, being purposeful. Sagunam Brahman is also talked about that we have to supply. Being purposeful. Sagunam Brahman is also talked about. It's not neglected. It is not ignored. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Cha, cha means further or additional argument. The argument given here is what? Brahma Chaitanyam is compared to the light. Just as Surya Prakasha does not take good or bad attributes, Brahman cannot take the good or bad attributes of the world or the Maya that permanently stays with Brahman. Brahman cannot be tainted by the good or bad attributes of the medium. It is so because it is the nature of Brahman. It is the intrinsic nature of Brahman. Cha is the conjunction, the addition of the third argument. This is the reconciling part of the Vyasa's argument here. And in fact, even science-wise, if you see, the Sagunam portion is more only. We are talking about Sagunam only. Avayathyatvat. The non-uselessness, vayatitam uselessness. So the non-uselessness is what? Is usefulness. We can call non-uselessness as usefulness. So the sun is the center, for example, which was not accepted earlier for a long time. Nobody accepted sun is in the center. The sun rises in the morning, sets in the evening. They are all misconception. It is used for some practical usage though. Sunrise has got vyavaharika satyam. Practical usage it has. Misconception with practical utility is Vyavaharika Satyam. Misconception with practical utility is Vyavaharika Satyam. Sagunam Brahman of Karmakanda, of Upasana Kanda is required for us to realize Brahman ultimately. But Advaitin will never get angry with believers of Sagunam Brahman, but only sympathize with them and allow them to continue their sadhana to ultimately reach the Nirgunam Brahman level. For Advaitin, he won't have any dvesha with anybody who don't believe in Advaitam or who are Dvaitins or visit Advaitins. Because Advaitins feel that Sagunam Brahman level is the stepping stone to reach the top position of Nirgunam Brahman level and then subsequently gain moksha, where liberation lies. So for Advaitins, there is no such differences at all. Dvaitam, Vishita, Dvaitam, everything he will be very gladly willing to accept because he knows that they are all at the Vyavaharika plane. Let us go to the next sutra. Ahacha Tan Matram. Ahacha Tan Matram. Sutra 16, second pada, third chapter, 334th running Brahma Sutra. So the force of the word Matra in Tan Matra is to denote exclusiveness. The following sutra is the reinforcement of the conclusion that Nirgunam Brahman is Satyam and Sagunam Brahman is Mithya. And Sagunam Brahman is useful ultimately to realize Brahman that we already said. Being useful, Mithya is talked about, but the truth is Sagunam Brahman is useful and Nirgunam Brahman is truth. We have to understand it clearly. Sagunam Brahman is useful. We don't say it is useless and should be neglected. No. Nirgunam Brahman only is ultimate truth. నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం ఈస్ వ్యావహారిక, బట్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ పారమార్థిక. సగుణ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం ఈస్ వెరీ యూస్ఫుల్ టు గెయిన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెట్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ చిన్మాత్రం. చిన్మాత్రం, దెర్ ఆర్ టూ నో నర్ యాక్చువల్లీ దెర్ ఆర్ నో త్రీ శరీరమ్స్ అండ్ త్రీ ప్రపంచాస్. దర్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ చిన్మాత్రం ఓన్లీ. చిత్ ఏవ సత్, సత్ ఏవ చిత్, సచిత్ ఏవ ఆనంద మాత్రం ఆల్సో. అండ్ దర్ ఈస్ నో ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్ అట్ ఆల్ టు నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ శృతి కెప్ట్ ఇన్ మైండ్ హియర్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ 4th chapter 5th section 13th mantra that says the self is neither inside nor outside but is altogether a mass of knowledge. Sayatha saindava ganah anantaro bahyah krishno rasagana evaivam vam. Are are are, please, now this is all conversation with Yajnavalkya and Maitreya. You must, so I mean people who know the Brihadaranya context. Are I am atma నాంతరో బాహ్య కృష్ణ ప్రజ్ఞానగణ ఏతేభ్యః భూతేభ్యః సముత్థాయం తాన్యేవ అను వినయశ్యతి ఇతి ప్రజ్ఞానగణమేవ ఏతేభ్యః భూతేభ్యః సముత్థాయ తాని ఏవ అనువినయతి న ప్రేత్య సంజ్ఞా అస్తి ఇతి అరే బ్రవీమీతి ఉవాచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్యః. యాజ్ఞవల్క్య టెల్స్ టు మైత్రేయ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ లంప్ ఆఫ్ సాల్ట్. It has neither inside nor outside, but it is altogether mass of saltiest taste only. Everywhere it is salt, salt and salt everywhere. There is no salt stays in the top, no salt in the, or some other place at the entire lump of salt. It is pure consciousness. Neither nothing is inside nor outside. Everything is the same. There is no matter. There is no substance other than consciousness, and therefore no attribute also. There is no substance other than consciousness, and because of that there is no attribute also. If the consciousness is a substance, you have to apply some attributes to it. If it is an attribute, it has to be attached to a substance. Consciousness is neither a substance nor an attribute. That is why sat is neither a substance nor attribute. In some other systems they have several substances actually. For example, in Nyaya Vaisheshika system, we have seen this earlier actually, there are several padarthas: dravya, guna, karma, samanya, vishesha, samavaya. All those things we have seen in earlier in the second chapter of Brahma Sutras. And the nayayika concept of dravyam, guna, etc., as far as we are concerned, they have no meaning. Now we will do the word analysis sutra. Cha means moreover, and aha means the shruti declares tanmatram Brahman to be pure consciousness. This is the running meaning. And the significance of the words, very simple. Shruti itself declares tan matram. Tat means chaitanyam. And matram means chin matram. And there is no other substance, nor there is any attribute. It is all only consciousness swarup. It is beyond science. It is non-material. It is spirit and it is spiritual. So it is all these things, once we say all that thing, they all should go into our mind simultaneously. It's beyond science, beyond non-material, and it is non-material, and it is spirit, and it is spiritual knowledge. Now let us go to the next sutra. Darshayati cha ato api smaryate. Darshayati cha ato api smaryate is the sutra, 17th sutra, second part of the third chapter, 335, fifth running Brahma Sutra. So just to refresh, in this adhikaranam, because this is an important adhikaranam, Umayalinga adhikaranam. So in this fifth adhikaranam, I know each adhikaranam is each topic. Vyasacharya has taken up an important topic for analysis regarding Sagunam Brahman and Nirgunam Brahman, because Shruti talks about both Sagunam Brahman and Nirgunam Brahman. This is like summarizing our study so far, essentially to give the concept and also to see where we are going. We cannot accept both because these two have opposite features, Sagunam and Nirguna. If it is Nirguna Brahman, it cannot be Sagunam Brahman. Vyasacharya explains this confusion in a very slow manner. Nirguna Brahman is central theme of the teaching. This is statement number one. Nirguna Brahman. What is the business? Nirguna Brahman. Then Vyasacharya, he comes down a bit and says, we should remember that the Tatparyam is only Nirgunam Brahman And there is no tatparyam for Saguna Brahman at all. He emphasizes that. He accepts the existence of Saguna Brahman as an important entity. Yes, he accepts it, but it's not important, ultimately. In Sutra 14, Arupavati Eva Hi Tad Pradhanatvat, that Saguna Brahman is less important. And the third statement is, Saguna Brahman is acceptable, but it is mithya. Means what? Inferior variety, inferior reality. Saguna Brahman is acceptable, but it is mithya only. And Vyasacharya, he conveys that it is mithya through the Prakasha Drishtanta, the example, the sutra that we just finished. And Nirguna Brahman cannot take any attributes. It cannot take any gunas. If I say attribute less, then one will mistake that it can gather attributes during course of time. It is attributeless now. Maybe it can take attributes later. No, light cannot take attributes of objects, even though light spreads over all objects. Light cannot take attributes of objects, even though light spreads over all objects. And the next stage is what? Even though Saguna Brahman is less important and mithya, it is still useful in the beginning state of sadhana, stages of sadhana. It is mithya though. Even though it is apradhanam and mithya, it is not useless. It is useful at the time of ignorance when one wants to gain knowledge. One has to prepare the mind for which Saguna Brahman is useful as Upasyam Brahman. Once he prepares the mind, Upanishad tells Saguna Brahman is mithya. Keno Upanishad says, Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manoyad, Vachoha Vacham, Savu Pranasya Pranaha, Chakshusas Chakshuhum, Atimucha Dhiraha, Pretya Asma Lokat Amrita Bhavanti. First chapter, second mantra. And third mantra, Natatra Chakshur Gachati, Na Vag Gachati, No Manaha, Na Vidmo, Na Vijanimo, Yataitate Anushishyat. Next mantra it is. And the fifth mantra, Yadvacha Anubhyatitam Yena Vag Abhyudyate Tadeva Brahma Tvam Viddi Nedam Yaditam Upasate. Fifth mantra, all these mantras, Nedam Yaditam Upasate. Can Upanishad, Saguna Brahman can be meditated upon, Upasate. But it is not ultimate truth. It is there. It is less important. It is mithya, but still very useful. And if there is one Nirguna Brahman and another Mithya Sahitam Brahman, there will be no contradiction. There can be contradiction only when both belong to the same order of reality. If one is of a higher order of reality, another lower, no problem. One is of higher order of reality, Nirguna Brahman, and the other is lesser order of reality. One is Vyavaharika Satyam and the other is Paramarthika Satyam. One is attribute-less and the other is with attributes. Thus, there is no contradiction between Saguna Brahman and Nirguna Brahman for the reason that Saguna Brahman is the stepping stone to reach the ultimate Nirguna Brahman and gain liberation. Light in the Jagratavastha and darkness in Swapnavastha can coexist in the same room. Person is sleeping in a room, the light is there all over, he is a daytime sleeper, put the lights on and sleeps. And he also has a dream, they both can coexist. I can have lights on and take to sleep and yet I can have dream. I may sleep in a dark room and I can have a dream with bright sunlight inside. All are possible. Because this satya mithya distinction. And up to this we have seen. Now this is the summary. Up to this I want to give the summary of what we have seen, all the sutras of this particular adhikaranam. Now we have to, because a long adhikaranam, now we will continue with the next sutra. Darshayati chato api smaryate. 17th sutra, second part of the third chapter, 335th running sutra. And the argument in support of again sutra 11 is continued here. Here Vyasacharya says that because Brahman is nirgunam only, Shruti has to make use of the indirect methods of revealing Brahman because it is Nirguna. You cannot directly reveal it. Shruti is unable to make direct description because attributes are not there. The indirect method used by Shruti is called Nisheda Mukta Pramana. Nisheda Mukha Pramana. Nisheda Mukha Pramana. It is negating every attribute. the definition using the method of negation, neti neti of second chapter, third section, Brihadaranyaka. Whatever you can convince of is an attribute. Even the idea that it is opposed to non-existence. Even the very word sat, you should not really use, to be honest. It is all totally attributeless. Brahman cannot be even called sat. Asat is another concept as opposed to sat. Any empirical concept is seen as an attribute alone. Actually, this is a very interesting section. Any empirical concept is seen as an attribute alone. Immature people have all types of attributes attached to Brahman. The knownness and unknownness, they are also attributes attached to Brahman. Brahman, the knownness of Brahman, unknownness are attributes to Brahman. Therefore, nothing can be said. And so Shruti reveals the method of negation. Because nothing can be directly said, it comes with the method of negation, neti. This is in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, second chapter, third, sixth mantra, which says, tasya hai, tasya purushasya rupam, yatha maharajanam vaso, yatham pandvabhikam, yathendra gopam, yatha gnarchihim, yatha pundarikam, yatha sakrat vidyuttakam, sakrat vidyutevam, hava asya shrir bhavati, yevam vedatata adeshaha, neti neti. Adeshaha, neti neti, na hetasmat, iti, netyatyate, netyamyate, paramasyata, namadeyagum, satyasya, satyamiti, pranaha, vai, satyam, tesha, mesha, satyam. Neti neti. And another is anya devatat viditat, anya devatat viditat in Keno Upanishad. Anya devatat viditat, ato aviditati, iti shushrumam, Purvesham Yenastad Vyachakshire. This is from Keno Upanishad. First section, first chapter, third section, third mantra, first section. And then Taittiriya Upanishad, Yato Vacho Nivartante Aprapya Manasasaha. And then comes the ultimate question. If no guna can be attributed to Brahman, is Nirguna a guna? What a question. Is Nirguna is also a guna? Is it an attribute? Because Nirguna is also a guna. Vyasacharya says, even we are not happy to use the word Nirgunam also for Brahman. It cannot have any attribute, any word to describe. Nirgunam also, we are not happy to use that word. But we'll keep using this word Nirgunam because when you use Sagunam, and to negate the word sagunam, we use the word nirguna. It is only for that purpose. We are aware that we don't want to even use that word nirguna. Word nirguna will not be used the moment you don't use the word saguna. That is the argument Vyasacharya gives. Even if the moment you drop the word saguna, we will stop using the word nirguna also. If nirguna should not be used, then what you will call it? Upanishad says, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. No words. Even for thoughts, it is beyond. And in Dakshinamurti Stotram, it's Maunam Vyakya Prakatita Para Brahma Tattvam Yuvanam Varshittante Vasadrishiganaihi Avritam Brahmanishtaihi Maunam Vyakya Chitram Vatataror Mule Vriddha Shishya Gurush Yuvam Kurostu Maunam Vyakyanam Maunam Vyakya everywhere. Shishya Tuchinna Samshaya. No word can be used. In Mandukya Upanishad, in 12th mantra says, the Turiyavastha, Turiyam was revealed by the word Amatra, the silence. Amatras Chaturto Vyavaharyaha Prapanchopashamaha Shivodvaita Yeva Monkara Atmaiva Samvishatyatmana Atmanat Atmanam Yayevam Veda. Therefore, Shruti reveals Nirguna Brahman only everywhere. Not only Shruti reveals, all the Smritis also reveal the same. Not only it is in the Shrutis. In the Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 13, Krishna says, Nyeyam yattat pravakshyami yajnyatva amritam ashnute anadimat param brahma nasattanna sadhuchyate. Shankaracharya quotes some of the Shruti Vakyams also from Mahabharata, Shanti Parva. Maya hesha maya sritta yanmam pasyati pasyasi narada. sarvabhutagunair yuktam naivam mam jnatum arhati. It says, O Narada, you are seeing me with all attributes. Mam sarvabhuta gunair yuktam pashyasi. As though endowed with sarva kama, sarva ganda, sarva rasa, you are seeing me as endowed with all these attributes, O Narada. With all these attributes, you are experiencing me. But these are all maya, maya srishta. All these are all only mithya attributes created by me. But do not be carried away by the saguna form and never understand me in the saguna form. Then how should you understand me? Mam evam jnatum na arhati. Do not see me in saguna form at all, but know me in nirguna form. Therefore, sagunam is mayikam and nirgunam is vastavam. This is the Mahabharata Vakya, Maya Hesha Maya Srishtam, Yenmam Pashyasi Narada, Sarvabhuta Gunair Yuktam, Naivam Mam Yatumarhati. And even the word Nirgunam has occurred in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. Sarvendriya Guna Basam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Asaktam Sarva Brichaiva, Nirgunam Guna Boktrucha. Nirgunam Guna Boktrucha. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. First, see the running meaning. Darshayati. Here we have to supply the word Shruti. The Veda reveals it. Reveals. Darshayati reveals. Reveals it means reveals what? The Nirguna Brahma. So the Vedas reveal Nirguna Brahma. And then cha smaryate. Smaryate smriti restates also. Smriti also states that. Ato api, in the same way. Now let us see the significance of the words. Darshayati, and we have to supply the subject here. Shruti, darshayati. What shows, what reveals? Shruti reveals. The Vedic statements reveal what? Nirgunatva. And what are those Vedic statements? We gave all these references, said earlier, from the various Upanishads. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, second chapter, third section, sixth mantra. From Keno Upanishad, first chapter, third mantra. Taittiriya Upanishad, second chapter, ninth mantra. All of them, they use the indirect method. Then Chasmaryate, Smriti Granthas also reveal the Nirgunam. And what are the Smritis kept in mind? Shankaracharya quotes Mahabharata, Shanti Parva. Then also Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, 15th mantra. We already quoted all those. Then Ato Api, in the same manner. The same manner means what? As Nirguna. So all these mantras explicitly mention the Nirgunatvam of Brahman. All these things, they mention the Nirgunatvam of Brahman. Just to start the next mantra and then we will continue it maybe in the next class. The next mantra, next sutra is Atayeva Chopamam Surya Kadivate. Atayeva Chopamam Surya Kadivate. 18th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 336th running Brahma Sutra. So again, this also continues the argument in support of Sutra 11 of this Adhikaranam. Continues. Here Vyasacharya says, Shruti supports the same teaching by other methods also. Nirgunam Brahman is Satyam and Sagunam Brahman is Mithya. Nirgunam Brahman is absolute reality and Sagunam Brahman is empirical reality. So these are all things again. He's just re-emphasizing all these things. And here he is saying, he gives an example. He gives an example. And what is the example he gives now? In this place, he gives the example, Nirgunam Brahman is compared to the sun. Nirgunam Brahman is compared to the sun. And Sagunam Brahman is compared to the reflected sun. It's compared to the reflected sun, that is Surya Pratibimba. And Bimba is original and Pratibimba is reflection. And original sun he calls as Surya. And the reflected sun he calls it as Suryaka. So Suryaka and Surya. That is what he is telling. And what do we mean by this? Here again, we have to understand this, some of these concepts. Like Surya and Suryaka, it is said. Suryaka is reflected sun. Surya is original sun. So when we know the reflected sun is not real, and it has certain attributes which do not belong to the original. Reflected sun has got certain attributes which do not belong to the original. Reflected sun has got attributes borrowed from the sun. Reflected sun has chalanam, but it does not belong to the original. And reflected sun has plurality. If the reflected medias are many, for example, if you put so many mirrors, there will be so many reflections. Reflected sun moves from place to place if the reflected medium moves, but it does not belong to the original. The Saguna Brahman is unreal. It has attributes which do not belong to the original sun. Saguna Brahman attributes belong to the Upadhi. Upadhi means the medium. Due to Sharira Trayam and Prapancha Trayam. Sharira Trayam is the Stula Shariram, Sushma Shariram and Karana Shariram. And the same thing for the Prapancham also. And this does not belong to the sun, the original. So that Saguna Chaitanyam is Mithya. There is no such thing called Saguna Chaitanyam. And Shruti gives Pratibimba Drishtantam in Brahman, or in an Upanishad called Brahma Bindu Upanishad. That is a very nice quotation. It is giving from quotation from those things. So Nirguna Brahman is compared to original sun and all that thing. So original, so adding card. So what we know, what are from the analogy, what are the things we know? Reflected sun is not real. Reflected sun has got certain attributes which don't belong to original. Reflected sun has got attributes borrowed from the reflecting medium. And what are the borrowed attributes? We already mentioned chalanam. So spandana. Spandanam or chalanam, we can call it both also. If water is in movement, reflected sun also gets its reflected sun, the movement, has chalana. That doesn't belong to the original. And reflected sun has plurality. If the reflected medias are many, as I told you, so many mirrors. Therefore, nanatva, chalanatva. And the reflected sun moves from place to place when the reflected medium moves, gamana. So they are all attributes of the reflected sun, which never belongs to the original. Thus, Sagunam Brahman is unreal. Sagunam Brahma has attributes which do not belong to the Nirgunam Brahma. And Sagunam Brahma's attributes are borrowed from where? Reflecting medium. Called the Upadhi, Stula, Sukshma, Karana, Shariram, Sariratrayam, and Prapanchatrayam. Reflected in the Sariratrayam and Prapanchatrayam. And Nirgunam Brahma appears as what? Vishwa, Taijasa, Pragya, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Antaryami. Vishwa, Taijasa, Pragya at the individual level. And Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Antaryami at the total level. They are all Sagunam Brahma. So all reflections of one Nirgunam Brahma, because there are six reflecting media. What are the six reflecting media? Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, Stula Prapancham, Sukshma Prapancham, and Karana Prapancha. But remember that Saguna Chaitanyam, Brahman is Mithya. There is no such thing called Saguna Chaitanyam. Thus, Pratibimba Drishtantena Saguna Mithyatvam Bodhayati. The reflecting sun, or reflecting light. Saguna Mithyatvam Bodhayati. The Mithyatvam of Saguna. Now the next question is, where do we find the example of reflection? Shankaracharya quotes two references. One for Suryaka. Actually the word Suryaka that is there in the sutra, I mentioned that word. So he gives two quotations. One from Moksha Shastra, Yatahyayam Jyotiratmam Vivasvanaipo Bhinna Bahudaiko Anugachan Upadhina Kriyate Bedarupo Devaha Shetreshu Evam Ajaha Ayamatma. This is a little complex quotation. There is another simple one. I like that, so I'm going to take that only. And the second one is from Brahma Bindu Upanishad for Jalachandra, which is a straight and simple words here. Eka Evahi Bhutatma Bhute Bhute Vyavasthitaham Ekada Bahuda Chaivam Drishyate Jala Chandravat. So one is the Surya Drishtanta, another is Chandra Drishtanta, Jala Chandra. Ekaya Vahi Bhutatma. There is only one Nirgunam Brahman obtaining Bhute Bhute Vyavasthitaha, which is there in every Shariram. Bhutam is Shariram. It is attributeless only originally. Ekada Bahuda Chaiva. Originally it is one, when reflected it becomes many. Like what? Drishyate Jala Chandravat. That is the important analogy. Like the moon reflected in the water, Jala Chandra. If there are 100 lakes, there will be plurality of the moons also. And also there will be gradation in the brightness of the moon also, depending upon the purity of the reflecting water. This is the general analysis. And we will go to the word analysis in the next class tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritivinasya parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna namaste purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamadachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti 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 shri gurubhyo namaha Sri Krishna namaste.